And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
This past Friday afternoon, as I was walking down the hallway on the way to my last class, there were a lot of things happening. Johnny Milford bumped into Gladys Jenkins and spilled his biology project down the front of her new dress. Mary Lou Bartucci reacted with her girlfriends to the note Biff Dorgan had sent her.
Ew!
And Harry Turner was trying to get out of a predicament that Moose Ranchowski had left him with.
Hey, anybody out there? Somebody open this locker.
But as lousy as these people felt, they had nothing on me. My life was over, because I knew today would be the day I, Trent DeWitt, would be called on in class.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I wonder where Mrs. Nichu is.
Maybe she's sick today, and we won't have to give our reports.
Keep dreaming, Trent. She'll be here.
What are you guys afraid of? Oral reports are awesome.
Yeah, awesome like falling off a cliff.
You're crazy, Brenda.
Well, I feel sorry for you boys, but I'm looking forward to giving my report. It's in my blood.
What's in your blood?
Stage presence. Being in front of an audience. My mother told me she could have been a famous actress. She was the lead in Oklahoma, back when she was in college.
She was the governor of Oklahoma?
No, Marvin. Oklahoma is a musical. She even got reviewed. They said she was a talent to be reckoned with.
Is reckoned with a good thing?
Mm-hmm. It's like a gift. She said that the grease paint was in my blood.
Gross!
Is that true? I mean, about being destined to do something because your relatives did it?
Beats me.
It's absolutely true. Ask anyone.
If Brenda was right, this was not good news for me. I was reminded of a story my mom told me about her great-grandfather, Abel McAllister, in the Wild West.
Gotta get everybody's attention. I know. Bell! I'll ring the bell!
Who rang that church bell?
It's Abel!
What's wrong, Abel?
What's going on?
My great-great-grandfather had been sent down into town to warn people of a coming disaster. But when he faced the crowd...
I'll have to be down
what
the...
What's he saying?
What's he doing?
I can't understand him. Don't you stand there yammering, boy.
What's wrong, Abel?
He's just turning white and shaking.
His pulse was beating in his ears like a drum. His tongue felt as thick as a stale loaf of bread, and instead of warning that crowd, he just froze up and quivered. He stood before them for what seemed like an eternity, stumbling over himself like a man with three extra legs. The townsfolk had to think of ways to get the information out of him.
One syllable. Sounds like...
Mud? A sponge?
No. Blood.
Flood!
But it was too late. The dam had finally crumbled, and the flood wiped out the town. Fortunately, they were all excellent swimmers. But their family heirlooms and other irreplaceable keepsakes, which could have been saved had they been given more time, were destroyed. My great-great-grandfather was a hated man, just because he couldn't talk in front of a crowd. And I was afraid that soon, it would be my turn.
Trent, are you okay? You were just staring into space there.
I'm fine.
All right, class, let's get going.
Great.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
Everyone ready to finish with our oral reports today? Aww. Don't give me those gloomy faces. We've been having fun. Yes, we have. Don't forget my slogan. Mrs. Nichu can teach you. Now remember to pay close attention to each report. We can all learn from one another. Who wants to go first today?
Ooh.
That's the spirit, Brenda. Please start us off.
And up she trotted, Ms. Greasepaint, looking as happy as Oklahoma.
My report is on osmosis. Osmosis.
But how could she smile like that? She seemed relaxed, even happy. She was boring, but happy about it. All I could think about was what would happen to me. My imagination went wild.
Trent, why don't you go next? That is, if you even bothered to write a report at all. We're not really expecting much, are we, class?
No, Mrs. Nichu.
I just have to get my notes in.
You have so many pages. How long are you going to bore us with this?
Okay, you can see it.
Trent.
No, wait. I'm ready. I can do this.
Trent, stop.
But I can do this.
You forgot your pants. Well, you have to go ahead with your report anyway.
My report is about...
Would you mind if my students came in to observe your class? They'd love to watch the older children.
Not at all, Miss Slatterly. Bring them right in. Go ahead, Trent.
May I sit in on this class? It looks popular today.
Oh, of course, Principal Johnson. It's always a pleasure. Go ahead, Trent.
Excuse me. As governor of this fine state, I'd like to bring a few members of the Board of Education in to see the excellent job you all are doing, if you would mind.
Oh, we'd be honored, Governor. Please come in. All right, Trent. Please continue. And put on your pants.
And then, if they actually sat through the report, I wondered what they'd say.
Is that it, Trent?
Yes, Mrs. Nichu.
You call that a report?
That just about made me sick, and I'm gifted.
In my 15 years as a teacher, I've never heard a report that terrible. And we have guests.
That was positively stinky. I'm calling the National Guard.
Good idea, Governor. Let's get it!
Should help illustrate the importance of osmosis in our ecosystem today. Thank you.
Very nice, Brenda. You have a natural poise in your public speaking.
Thank you. It's hereditary.
Yes. Well, who shall we have go next? Any volunteers?
Of course there weren't any more volunteers. Nobody's that crazy.
No one, huh? Well, I'll have to volunteer someone. Let's see.
She picked up her gradebook. At that moment, I knew she was going to choose me.
How about...
I watched her eyes slide over the page, looking for the right name.
Let's have...
Those eyes looked up and locked with mine. I had to do something.
Trent.
Mrs. Nichu!
Oh, what is it, Trent?
Could I have a bathroom pass, please?
Well, if it's an emergency, of course.
Yeah, it's real important.
Okay, that's fine. Here's a hall pass. I guess we'll have someone else go next. But hurry back, please. I'm anxious to hear your report.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Alice, would you go next, please?
Okay, Mrs. Nichu.
And so I narrowly escaped. But for how long? She was on to me. Anxious to hear my report, huh? I was going to be next. And then the torment would begin. What could I do? There was no way out. Unless I could somehow roll myself up into the towel dispenser. I had to think. Think! As I stood in the bathroom, a depressing memory about my great-great-grandfather stormed into my mind. It had been a year, and Abel's town had rebuilt. He helped whoever and whenever he could. but he still felt their resentment.
Sorry, Abel. You're a nice fella and all, but if folks see us together, they'll think the McAllister curses are rubbing off on me.
My great-great-grandfather decided he needed to apologize to the whole town. So that next Sunday morning...
Abel says he needs to say something to us all.
But when he stood up in front of the crowd, it happened again.
Lady!
This time, his pulse started to boom in his ears like a cannon. His tongue felt as thick as a small sheep. And once more, he couldn't speak.
Lady!
He's doing it again.
Spit it out, Abel!
What disaster are you bringing on us this time?
It's an earthquake?
Iceberg?
Oh, no.
A famine?
Fire?
French toast?
No.
I bet it's a flood again.
Run for the hills!
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
Okay, so much for that. You gotta shake this off and get in there. You can do it. You know your stuff. Just do it. I know. I'll do that thing. I'll hold my breath for 30 seconds while plugging my ears and... No, wait. That's hiccups. Fresh air. Maybe some fresh air will help. I opened the window and looked out. The PE class was playing touch football. They all looked so happy out there, running and jumping. If only there was a way to get out, to somehow tunnel out of this bathroom. I wouldn't have to do it alone. I could recruit Marvin. If we slipped a few spoons out of the cafeteria to dig with, we would be in business.
The reports are due today, Trent. Are we making a break for it or not?
Tunnel's finished. We can go after seventh period. I just got rid of the last of the dirt.
Wait, let's go now.
We have to stay cool. We worked this long, we can wait a little longer.
Trent DeVice and Marvin Washington report to Commandant Nietzsche's office immediately.
She's on to us, man. We've got to get to the boys' room and to the tunnel.
Okay, stay cool. We'll just walk to the third stall, remove the papier-mâché toilet that we made, and slip out.
They let the dogs out!
Run for it!
Split up! I'll meet you on the other side of the tunnel!
Watch for searchlights!
Got it!
But she didn't know about the tunnel. I'd wriggle through, avoid the guards, and make it to freedom. And as I crossed the football field, I'd hear the students chanting from their classroom windows. What?
Are you feeling all right?
What?
Should I send someone in to help you? It's been a while.
I'm fine, Mrs. Nichu. I'll be right there.
All right, then. Hurry back to class, please.
Great. No more stalling. Well, here goes. As I walked down the hallway to my doom, I frantically searched my mind for some last-minute way out of this situation. It was too late for a tunnel. What could I do? Come on, brain, give me anything. Maybe I could fake getting sick and passing out. My report is about...
Oh, my! It seems that Trent has passed out. Oh, perhaps someone could give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Brenda, would you do that for Trent, please?
It would be my pleasure, Mrs. Nichu.
Gross! Oh, forget that. Maybe I could crawl up into the rafters and weaken the roof support beams.
Begin your report, please, Trent.
Okay. My report is about...
We'll clean this up later. Trent, would you please continue your report?
Yeah, that figures. I was out of ideas, out of excuses, and out of hallway. It was time to face the music. I would have to give my report.
So you can see that the modern drum set was not invented by one person, but was created by a bunch of musicians, dating all the way back to the 1890s. That's it.
Thank you, Marvin. That was an excellent report.
Thanks.
Well, we're down to our last report. And thankfully, Trent has arrived back just in time.
With those words, time began to crawl. They say you see everything in slow motion moments before a car crash. Here was my crash. All eyes in the room slowly turned to look at me with an oily glare. Marvin gave me a thumbs up as he walked by and said,
"Go get him."
But I couldn't understand him. I started to get up, but it was like moving underwater, and the sounds were amplified too. The clock's second hand was thumping like a hammer on a rotten log. There was a raspy breathing sound that seemed to come out of nowhere. It was me. I could barely move my feet. They felt heavy, like they were made of concrete. I got to the front of the room, and when I turned around, my pulse started beating in my ears like a sledgehammer, and my tongue felt as thick as a mattress with box springs and a 100% cotton quilt. But wait, I suddenly remembered. My great-great-grandfather's story wasn't over. My mom told me something else about him. It seemed important. My mind raced.
And now, we'd like to hear from the next candidate for mayor, Abel McAllister?
No, you're kidding. After all these years, Abel's gonna give a speech?
When pigs fly. And don't try pulling that flood stunt on us again, you hear?
This is a joke, right?
I tried to remember what happened next with my great-great-grandfather. But before I could think of that...
Trent? Trent?
What?
Are you all right?
I'm okay. I was just trying to remember something.
Could you give your report, please?
Sure. Let me say, first of all, if I look nervous, stutter a lot, and start to turn all white and stuff, it's hereditary. And they laughed. Not at me, but with me. The heavens opened. The angels fluttered down and rainbows filled the room. They liked me. They really liked me. Maybe speaking in front of the class wasn't going to be that hard or scary after all.
Why don't you go ahead now, Trent?
Okay. My report is about...
Aww. Well, we'll have to finish Trent's report first thing on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone.
I stood there where I was, with my mouth open. I would have to wait the torture of an entire weekend before I could give my speech? I was finally able to stand up in front of the class, and I was enjoying it. It felt good. I could do this. Maybe there wasn't a curse handed down to me from my great-great-grandfather after all. Then I remembered.
And in conclusion, I'd just like to say that that's what our town needs to be. A place where our love for truth will make a difference, and our love for each other will be self-evident. Thank you.
That was incredible.
I never heard nothing like it. And it was Abel.
Hey, Abel, how'd you do it? How'd you ever learn to talk in front of a bunch of folks like that?
Well, Sam, I'd have to say it was family.
How so, Abel?
Well, my wife gave birth to 14 wonderful children. It became public speaking just to get the bread passed.
And so my great-great-grandfather, Abel McAllister, was on his way to being elected mayor of Odyssey because he overcame his fear. And that's just like me today. I've overcome my fear of public speaking. Last Friday, I had planned to get up here and talk about the skeletal system, but I thought this story was more interesting. Public speaking isn't as scary as I thought it would be. We do it all the time with our family and our friends. It's the fear of the unknown that gets in the way. So I'd say that if something seems really scary to you, the best thing to do is to face up to it. Take a step with confidence. Or get married and have 14 children. Thank you.
Very nice report, Trent.
Way to go, Trent.
Trent has quite an imagination, doesn't he? But I'm glad he didn't let his imagination keep him from doing a great job on his report. You know, we all have things in life that can seem scary or intimidating. Jesus said in John 16:33 that in this world you'll face troubles. But then he went on to say, "But have courage, for I have overcome the world." In the midst of challenging or frightening situations, God will see us through if we have the courage to trust and follow Him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Called On in Class was written and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Townsend Coleman, Corey Padnos, Tiara Abbott, Jordan Calloway, and Cherry Beljo. Our sound designer was Todd Bastide, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.